Georgia Junior National Livestock Show was held at our national fairgrounds on February the 18th through the 21st. And at this show, we had over 1,300 pigs and 500 and something swine exhibitors. And during the show, several pigs developed diarrhea, some with vomiting. And so we took some fecal swabs to determine exactly what was going on. On the 27th, which was the following Friday, the laboratory informed us that we had a pan-corona positive, and then further that day differentiated it into PED. So this would be the first PED virus that we have had in the state of Georgia. Within about 3 hours of knowing that we had these positives, we were able to determine from FFA and 4-H exactly which animals these swabs represented, and we visited the facilities and were able to isolate these animals and stop any movement at that time.
You know, ever since this disease has reared its ugly head, we've heard over and over again how biosecurity is the main thing. That's the one thing that needs to be in place to help make sure this doesn't happen, right?
That is correct. That is the key to it all. The virus is extremely contagious. You know, we have some vaccines available to us, but they're really recommended to be used in exposed herds only, not in naive situations where you haven't been exposed in any way. When you have a show of any kind, by nature of a show, you bring animals from all different environments in together in close proximity, and so that's always a pretty high risk of spread of anything. And so we haven't determined exactly the index case as far as where the PED originated from, but we are working to make individual contact with each of the 500-plus exhibitors to determine if their animals are sick, have been sick, if they have been moved, where are they presently, are they slaughtered, those kinds of information so that we can contain this as best as we can.
So what's your message then for those hog producers across the state or for any of the 4-H and FFA kids that have show pigs? What's your message to them at this point then?
My message would be to observe your animals very carefully. And if you have any evidence or symptoms that show that would be consistent with PED, such as off feed even, or vomiting, diarrhea, or increased mortality, then you need to contact your private veterinarian immediately, and you need to report that to the Georgia Department of Agriculture. This is a reportable disease, and it is important that we get as quick a handle on this as we can if you're showing symptoms. They need to be sure to increase their biosecurity. I would recommend that they try to limit their animals and their own exposure to anything related to swine. Be sure to disinfect and clean trailers, vehicles, equipment, anything that might be associated with their pigs. This is a serious disease. It can cause a great deal of loss of production and mortality in our Georgia swine herd. Our commercial swine producers are very much cognizant of biosecurity, and they are increasing their biosecurity in addition. We have a large number of transitional type swine, which are swine raised in the outside, which is not confined. And because of this, we're concerned with this PED being able to spread more readily. So I guess the bottom line is I would like for everybody associated with swine production, our markets, our producers, our commercial producers, everybody to please let's all work together to try to limit the exposure of this virus to our Georgia swine herd, and hopefully we will be able to contain it and reduce any kinds of mortalities.